same thing, but you know, lots of things have different names too. Lots of things, like that, especially what way you talk, because a pail, you put it in there. Like when you don't know it, but I went to school. They had one Jack and Jill up here to fetch a pail of water.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Well, see, a pail and a bucket are the same thing.
Well, that's what I wanted. And where do you put your garbage? You know, if you wreck out your scraps at night, you put them in a what?
Garbage can.
Why? And what do you fix your eggs in the morning?
You fix them in the skillet.
Okay. And before they used to have water in the house, they used to heat water in a what? On the stove.
The tea kettle.
Okay. And you put flowers in a...
flower box.
Or if it's just a little thing you just set in the house made of glass, what is it?
Vase.
Okay, now, name the things that you eat with, you know, that you like.
Knife, fork, spoon.
All right, now, if there are two, there would be two what?
Two knives, two forks, two spoons.
Right. Okay, now, what does your wife have to do, or maybe you have to do sometimes after you eat? What do you have to do to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash them, what do you do?
Put them away, dry them, and put them away.
Well, after you wash them and before you dry them, what do you do?
Rinse them.
What do you wipe them with?
Dry clothes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you wash your face with?
Dry face clothes.
Okay. And you, what do you dry?
Wash clothes.
What do you dry yourself with when you're taking a bath?
Towel.
And what's that little thing in the sink that comes out and you turn down to get water out of it? What's that called?
It's a spray.
Well,
we got one.
You don't have to have a spray. Yeah,
pop.
That's what it
is.
Now, on the outside, if you've got one that you hook up your hose to, what's it called?
Hydrant.
Now, used to, before they had a had our meal and flour and everything all stacked up ready for us at the grocery store. They used to have these big old wooden things, and they'd have a top of them, and one of them would be full of meal, and one of them full of flour. What were they called?
Well.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to pour something out of one jug into another, and the one I'm going to pour it in just has a little bitty mouth, what am I going to have to put in there to keep it?
Flour.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you bring your groceries home from the store?
Bring
them
home in a box.
Well, if it's not a box, what is it?
Sack.
Okay.
A bag.
Okay. And now, my husband, we have cows, and he gets feed in these bags that are made out of, well, I'm wanting you to say that. Let's see. Well, name some kind of bags besides paper.
A feed bag.
Yeah, but what are they made out of?
Cloth, a burlap sack.
That's what I want you to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you carry corn to the mill, when you carry all, you can carry it one time. How much is that? What do you call it?
What's that, a bushel?
It could be.
Yeah.
Or have you ever heard turn?
Turn. Oh, yeah, you can. A turn's a large number.
Uh-huh. Now, if I go out and when my husband's not at home, I have to bring in the wood myself. You know, we have a fireplace.
Mm.
And if I carry all I can carry in my arms, how much is that?
A load.
Okay. Now, under your light fixture, well, under your lamp, there's a what that the light comes out of.
Bulb.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to the washateria, you take your clothes in a...
basket.
Now, used to they had nails, you know, nails like you drive in a nail, in this big old round thing at a store. What were they called? A nail what?
Rack. Hey, now, let me get straight now.
Like a barrel, but it's a...
You drive nails in?
No, you don't drive nails in, you keep them in for people to buy.
A bin.
Okay, a bin, what is it? Can you say something else about that kind?